Greetings. This is Why's That? I'm Sibylla Mann. Each month, Why's That answers a question you send us. Has something in Southwest Michigan made you wonder? Let us know at whysthat.wmuk.org. The Sprinkle Road corridor in Portage might not make you think of nature, but if you walk down Sprinkle near Meredith Street and look between the trees, you'll see Davis Creek. The water is clear, with something on the surface that looks like rust.
See the orange?
Yes.
That's a spring. That's iron oxide coming out of this a spring right there.
John Sincilla didn't notice Davis Creek on foot. He noticed it from a car. And what he saw was not the water, but a sign. Davis Creek Watershed, it says, with a picture of a frog on a lily pad. John fishes, so he's tuned into creeks, but he doesn't see watershed signs very often, at least not with artwork. So he wanted to know.
There are many waterways and creeks in this county. Why is the Davis Creek Watershed special?
We'll find out how this creek got its very own sign along Sprinkle Road. But first, perhaps you're wondering, what is a watershed?
That is an excellent question. I'm glad you brought that up.
Jamie McCarthy is with the Kalamazoo River Watershed Council.
A watershed is sort of like a bathtub, if you can imagine. Sort of the edges are higher elevation and it drains down to the lowest point.
Pour a glass of water on the ground in the Davis Creek watershed and it'll drain to Davis Creek, which in turn drains to the Kalamazoo River.
Which actually ends up draining to Lake Michigan, so we're part of the Lake Michigan watershed as well.
We might not know our watersheds, but they know us. McCarthy says everyday city life has an effect on every part of the system.
Sand and dirt, salts from the roads, oils and greases from parking lots, pet waste, things like that we leave around without picking up, all gets rinsed off into the waterways after a rainstorm or snowmelt in the spring.
Davis Creek has faced that kind of road gunk pollution and then some.
Hi. Hi, I'm John Sincilla.
John and I meet Kalamazoo County Drain Commissioner Pat Crowley at a different part of the creek near Kilgore Road. Crowley says by the 1990s, Davis Creek was one of the most polluted parts of the watershed.
There used to be refineries and all kinds of stuff. There were fish kills. People had been fishing on it, but, you know, it gradually degraded.
After people spoke out, plans to clean up Davis Creek began to come together.
And so it's been busy improving since that time.
The water is still polluted, but the work that's been done has made a difference. The former Lakeside refining site is cleaner than it was, though the groundwater still has petroleum in it. Illegal drains that had dumped human waste in the creek came out. A recent state grant targets phosphorus pollution in the creek, and some of its banks have been re-landscaped to promote a natural habitat.
We can just jump down, if you don't mind bushwhacking a little bit.
Anna Cornolia is with the Kalamazoo Nature Center. We walk down to Davis Creek, where it crosses under the I-94 business loop. One way to measure the health of a creek is to see what kinds of bugs are living in it. Cornelia says in the 5 years since monitoring began, they've seen the number of insects go up modestly.
Last time we caught a giant water bug, which is a big predator bug. And when you're starting to get more predators in the water and less kind of worms and black flies, that's a good thing. That indicates that there's more diversity in the water and that more things are able to live there.
Cornelia says the surveys don't reveal why more bugs are turning up, but she says it likely has something to do with the work that's been done on the banks, which now feature boulders and native plants. Cornelia says, for one thing, they keep stormwater from hitting the creek fast and eroding it.
It's also providing a little more habitat for the critters. So, you know, some of those bigger critters, they need a little more vegetation on the banks. They need some rocks to hide under.
John Sincilla wanted to know more about Davis Creek because he noticed a sign on Sprinkle Road. Drain Commissioner Pat Crowley says the sign went up as part of one of the cleanup efforts. It was meant to tell the public, hey, this watershed exists. And John paid attention. Before we leave Sprinkle Road, he poses by the sign for a picture.
1, 2, 3, smile, watershed. And let's see.
Watershed.
That's all for now on Why's That? We'll be back next month to answer another question about life in Southwest Michigan. tell us what in the region has caught your attention at whysthat.wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.